I should have done it louder. Really? No, that one's got a deeper.
Like one of the original pizza places in Little Rock is down on Old Cantrell.
Oh, where's Al?
He's that right back here. He's here.
Oh, you there?
You're on.
Am I on?
You've been on. All the cuss words, everything, we hear all of it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's going out all over the world.
Everything. Right now. All right. Scratch.
Should I start over?
Yes, please. Thank you. You had sort of a semi kind of question dealing with your friend dealing with the Shaddai and possibly the pentagram. And that was that when he was doing some traveling, well, he had a problem in that it got really uncomfortable on him and he took it off. I give word of warning. The dark side will try to get you to take off your protection so they can do whatever they want with you. Okay? They can make your protection, your Shaddai, sometimes even your cross or your pentagram feel warm, uncomfortable, just to where it feels itchy, all sorts of things. So you'll want to take it off. That means you're in a location of danger and you do not take it off. You get out of the location. Okay? Now, the Shaddai in particular, and anyone that thinks that ETs don't exist, don't listen to me. Any of you that do, listen to me. The Shaddai gives protection against negative ET problems, attacks, etc., abductions. You cannot be abducted by them if you have the Shaddai on your person. Okay? If you go into an area and your Shaddai, the upside down triangle will turn black. The right-sided triangle will stay silver, which is really weird when you think about it. When you're out of the danger or you're no longer under attack, it will go back to being silver again.
Without cleaning it.
Oh, wow.
Does that give you an idea of the power of it?
So if it starts to turn dark, just leave it on. Don't.
Just leave
it on. And get out of the area.
And get out of the area or away from the people or you're under some sort of attack. If it happens when you're in your home, you want to do a lifting. Okay? If you're at somebody else's home, I suggest you leave and then do a lifting. It's kind of a gauge. The way I got the Shaddai is I was told that I needed, I was told to look in the Dictionary of Angels. And the book opened and there was a picture of a Shaddai. And I started reading it, but the thing was that it was in Hebrew and I can't read Hebrew. But I was seeing it in English.
Wow.
And it was God over Satan.
that.
And I was told then to take parchment, a circle, which was a bag, and make a Shaddai. They said, first, using black ink, they said, do the upside down triangle. Then put over it a right-sided triangle, and then put a circle around it.
The circle came last.
Yes. And they said, wear it, and wear it next to the heart chakra.
You wore a brown paper bag?
The round piece of the brown paper bag. That really sounded weird. I wore a brown, no.
She was a bag lady.
Yes. So I did, and I wore it for a while, and then I found this Shaddai in one of my catalogs, an actual Shaddai. And so I ordered a bunch of them. Then it went out of business, and the Shaddai stopped being made. And they actually got squared. It broke the power of the Shaddai. So then I tried to get somebody else. I knew a man that was a jeweler, and I tried to get somebody else to make the Shaddai up for me. And he went under attack, and he couldn't make the Shaddai. He kept saying to me, I'm being told this is of the devil, and I can't make this. So it took me a number of years. Meanwhile, I'm just drawing this up for people, for them to wear on their body. And finally, I got a big jewelry company to make up the Shaddais for me.
Now, you're saying the ones that you already had made quit working?
No, I did not say that.
The ones that you had originally is what I was asking. You
no,
said the company went out of
I
business.
Said the company went out of
right.
business. And they came. The new company came back with squared Shaddais.
Okay.
And apparently, a Shaddai is actually a little more powerful when it's made up of gold, which is the only thing I know of.
No kidding.
Is because normally the dark side likes gold.
Yeah.
Now you can't use a gold cross.
Yeah.
No. You can't use a gold pentagram, but you can use a gold Shaddai.
Does it have to be made in the way that they told you to draw it?
I don't know. Apparently not.
Okay.
Apparently not.
Does the fact that they squared them?
It broke the symbol.
What was square?
I don't know.
Alt,
stop. Mm-hmm. Tone it down. It has to be exact. Mm-hmm. If it's not exact as given, it doesn't work. It's like the formula. If you leave off a name of God, it doesn't work. When you get something from God, you don't put your stamp on it.
In relation to the names of God, a friend of mine was asking about what those different names were.
They're in the dictionary.
But just what the different names were, the different, and I was saying different attributes.
Yes, they are different attributes of God. Like you'll have a name for justice, or you'll have a name for peace, or a name for whatever the attribute happens to be, different aspects and attributes of God.
And so if asking God for love.
You can ask God for anything. You don't use the names of God to ask God for anything. But if you want to, let's say you have something that is affecting you negatively, like something demonic, that may or may not be of this earth, you would want to use different names of God because they have under each name of God a legion of angels that have authority over what you're asking them to remove. Understand? Semi,
yeah.
So, for instance, Shekinah or whatever, what does that mean?
Shekinah is actually the female aspect of God.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the... God has both male and female.
Okay.
you are created both, you know. I mean, we're created by God too. Mm-hmm. Okay? So.
I thought it was from a rib.
That wasn't from God. So God has 72 names. Shem Hem Parash is the cover name of the 72 names of God.
So there's 72 different aspects.
There are 72 different aspects. And God, we don't know what God's true, true name is. So we're only getting the names of the aspects of God.
Is that why you say the unknown name of God?
That's why you say the unknown name.
Well, in the Ten Commandments, he called himself I Am.
Yes.
So is that actually a name, or he's just saying he exists?
He is I Am that I Am.
Okay.
You can't put a definition.
Yeah, there's no definition.
There's no definition. God is everything. God created everything. Yeah. How can you define that?
Sure. What about the Ben-I-Or? Ben-I-Or?
Ben-I-Or.
Ben-I-Or.
Yeah, Ben-I-Or.
Okay. Well, is...
Those are the 70 sects of the Great White Brotherhood.
The 70...
Sects. S-E-C-T.
Okay.
So I need to sell this on there.
You people, I try, trot.
Isn't that to help against those from not here? Alien?
That does give you protection, absolutely.
Which? Yes,
they have ultimate, the Nigh Orb. They have ultimate protection. You can call them into effect to protect you under those specific names of God.
But that entity does not...
Entities.
Entities, plural.
Yeah, sex, okay. S-E-C-T.
Okay. Because under the lifting, it's the only one that doesn't has to place them in protected sanctuary.
That's correct.
Where is the differentiator?
The band of mercy puts human souls into place. Sanctuary and or directly into the light. With the you have different ones, of course, the ET band of mercy, you've got all these different bands of mercy, which we're not going to go into tonight because that gets very complex. But the Benai Aura is not a band of mercy. They don't put them into those locations. They don't have into the light, or they just do whatever seemed appropriate with them.
Okay.
So they don't have that particular authority.
Is it because
they're the 70 sects of the Great White Brotherhood?
Right, but I meant that
they have authority. They don't place them anywhere.
Right, what they're protecting us against, they might be physical.
Yes.
That's
well, everything's physical and spiritual. I mean, a human soul, if they attach to you, that's quite physical.
Right.
Kind of, sort of, understand?
Got it. So the piece of paper you put in your room where you get, that is the, with the upside down triangle and then to the right.
That's a Shaddai.
Yes.
So yes.
Not only
that protects you. That can protect you during the night while you sleep. But if you have it on your person, you don't have to have the silver Shaddai. You can make a Shaddai and place it, you can wear it, and it gives you protection. It's simply an upside-down triangle with a right-sided triangle on top of it within a circle using black ink. It can be any size, doesn't matter, but you can place that on your person, you can place it on the wall, whatever, it gives you protection. And it's been known for thousands of years. The Shaddai's been out there for thousands of years. When we went to Crete, they had found, I don't know how many hundreds and thousands of those particular amulets. Catholic Church has a Shaddai. Matter of fact.
And you were saying it in the square, it did not work, so there's something about the circle, correct? correct?
Yes. Well, square, you square it. You
right.
break its and protection.
That's the thing. The circle is unbroken.
Yes.
I have a question. I know it may be, I guess it's related with everything. Say, for instance, the vortex that came upon in Watertown, New York. Are you aware of that? Area 51 in Watertown, New York, vortex?
Don't know it.
No. Okay. When someone speaks of vortex, like say going into this park, people supposedly disappear or come back or they show up somewhere else. Is that E.T. or...?
No. This... is it a portal or a vortex?
I was told it was a vortex, and I looked it up, and it said this lady, it's been there for a long time.
And what happens?
Said that she has actually disappeared herself and then relocated somewhere else or may appear where she was, and people witnessed this. So I'm really not sure if it's
that would be a portal.
Yeah, that sounds like a portal.
That's not a vortex. Vortex are interesting. When you get in the energy of a vortex, you spin. You feel like you have to physically, or I do. You start spinning because it spins. It goes like that. It's a vortex of energy. It's the same thing as a chakra on your body. You have vortexes. Each chakra is a vortex. It expands and it closes. Okay, a portal, on the other hand, is like an interdimensional that you can go in and out of, and you can go into different time, past time,
mm-hmm. like
all right? And there's one in New York that I do know of, where and it's close to a cemetery, or in and around a cemetery, where people go into, and they come out of, and they just think they've lost their mind, because they go into like the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Are these like where the ley lines cross, that's stuff like that?
That's a portal.
Yes, okay, then that's what it is.
And how did they get back?
Well, I've done it, so I can't tell you. It just...
I mean, just, do you go back to the...
You go into it, and then suddenly you're out of it again.
So what did you experience when you were there? I mean, what did you...
Which time?
We'll see the last time.
Well, the thing is, you don't know that it's happened until you come out of it.
Oh.
I was with our state historian. Anyway, and we were driving. He was showing me some of the historical areas, and there was a little church there. And I said, oh, my, isn't that a gorgeous little church? It's so pristine. And he said, Carol, you're doing it again. Doing what? He said, I'm going to turn around. We're going to drive by it again. And I looked at it, and it was falling down church.
You went back to 1800s.
Yeah.
1800s.
You saw it as it was.
Yeah, I saw it as it was. And I was going over a bridge with some friends. We were driving across this bridge. It was an old wooden bridge. And when we came back, it was concrete.
What do you mean by again?
I understand.
Well, she's been doing that to him.
All that time?
Yeah.
So when you were
it's a pretty big area then. Just doing it.
That lady burned. You were in a portal then.
Probably. That's the only thing that could account for the water.
She gave you a glass of water.
No, hydrant. She had to drink from the hydrant.
Are these
we're in portal then.
Are these from ley line crossings or something?
I don't know.
I guess they
okay.
stay away from them. How do you know?
Having a curiosity, huh? Stay away?
Well, other people have done this because I've had other clients that have come to me that said they were on a hill and they saw this Indian riding on the horse and, you know. So I know other people do it. There are little portals. They're not very big. They're small in size. Okay? You can step through it without recognizing it, but when you come back, you go right back to your time frame. Can you linger in there? Maybe you could, you know, but I don't know that you would really know what was going on. And you wouldn't affect anyone, to my knowledge.
There's a show about that right now. About...
There's always
been. Yeah.
But it's not an uncommon situation. So any of you that have gone through that, understand, you're not crazy. They really are there. They're for real. And don't be afraid of them. They're kind of cool. There's one in Biloxi, Mississippi.
There's one in Fayetteville, too.
Is there one in Fayetteville?
There's one in
Battlefields are bad.
There's one at Versailles, bad. Too.
You walk through this one.
Yeah, Versailles got one.
And there's coming at you. They're in the middle of the battle, and they're coming at you head on.
So the one in Biloxi is not a bad
place. Well, the one in Biloxi, y'all, hang on. The one in Biloxi is called the Disappearing Cemetery of Biloxi, Mississippi. And it, during the day, it's not there. It's only there at night.
Okay.
Not everybody can see it, though.
Everyone that I took there did.
Okay.
We went in.
Where is it in Biloxi? I'll be going there.
It's right on the coast there, right on the Biloxi side.
Is it still there after Katrina?
I don't know. That's what I don't know.
They didn't get washed away in the daytime.
It was during the first. There was a big hurricane that did wash the cemetery away, so they apparently built it farther back. But the cemetery is there,
still there
in the front.
Gotcha. Mm.
Has anybody stayed to see the transition where it comes and goes?
Not to my knowledge. I think it. I don't know.
When the sun comes up, it goes down. That'd be kind of cool.
So
it's like fade out.
If she goes, marches into a battlefield unknowingly and they shoot her, does she die?
No.
No,
they can't see you. Mm-hmm. You can see them.
I see.
Unless you died there, which is what happened to one of our people that comes on Friday nights. He went to Gettysburg, I think it was. And he went to a different area than he had been going to in the past. And it was an area where he actually died in a past lifetime there and almost died again.
Because it reenacted.
He stood in the actual spot where he passed and it activated him. Mm-hmm. And he was really sick. He ended up in the hospital a couple of times.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of dangerous. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. Any last-minute questions? Wow. It whizzed, didn't it?
It did.
It goes quick here.
Okay, then let's do circle.